This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Nationals are division champions in the NL East. Byron Kerr is on the show at 11. We'll get some thoughts on the scene as they wrapped up the division on Sunday at Nationals Park. Also, his take as they get closer to the postseason on what would be good and bad for them as it pertains to matchups in the opening round in the division series of the National League playoff format. Have you seen the videos that Robert Griffin's posting on Instagram of him playing basketball?
Yeah. it looks good against me, basically, at the YMCA.
It was amazing. So he posted a video a couple days ago, the first time I saw this, and he was going coast to coast, grabbed a rebound, pulled it down and went between his legs, like dribbled down the court and like shook some dude and like laid a ball in, right? And so he hashtagged something like playing hoops to stay in shape or whatever. He's like, I need a chance. But then he said, the reason I play hoops, because he knew people were going to come at him and say, why are you playing basketball? He said, it helps with my change of direction, like all these different things, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever. So he posted that. Yesterday on Instagram, he posted another video of him playing basketball. And it was like, she told me to hit shots, so I did. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember what he was saying.
Whatever he said.
But clearly, Gret, his wife and the mother of his child, is like recording this because he keeps looking over, like pointing at her, like, that's for you, babe. But he's like working these dudes. And he's got a great shot. He's a good basketball player for pickup basketball.
Yeah, a world-class athlete. That'll happen.
Right. So he's knocking down jumpers. The funniest thing, though, is he's playing against, and I'm not trying to make fun of anyone.
It's me. He's playing against me.
You before EMP 180 weight loss.
Yes.
Like, some of the guys out there, if you've seen this video, are, like, dumpy, 40-year-old, like, out of shape. I used to play pickup basketball at the base gym in Dahlgren in Virginia, like, in the summer during breaks from work. And, like, all the guys would come in, and they put on knee braces and stuff. It's that kind of game. And Griffin is just the best player on the floor, and he's posting these videos going, give me a chance in the league. It's hilarious.
I'm just going to be honest with you both. You're underselling how out of shape and old the people he's playing against are. They're all bald.
Yes.
Or balding. No offense, CK. They're at least 50 years old.
Darlago, I'm trying to explain something to you. On Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, me and a bunch of the other families that are parents at my little guy's kind of like co-op type school, they ever going to get together and we go, let's clean up the park. My groins and hamstring are more sore now, 2 days later, than they have ever been at any point in my life. More sore than they were after I blew out my hamstring just playing pickup basketball 3 years ago. That's me. He's killing me right now.
Right. Now imagine you, how you feel now, yep, and add 30 years.
Oh, no.
So I'm pulling up this video, and it is laugh out loud funny. If you have not seen it,
it's sad. I think it's sad. I can't laugh at it. It's sad.
It's not sad. He's having fun. He's playing basketball. RG3 is his Instagram handle. Go look at the video. So he's dribbling, and I mean, it is, I'd say, the average weight of the team he's playing, and I don't even like being mean to these guys because they're just dudes. It's like, you know, whatever our weights are, like 200-plus pounds, right? But he's just pulling up and knocking jumpers down, like pointing at Gret after every made shot, hitting three-pointers, stepping back. He said, she said that was smooth, baby. I said, just for you, baby. Hashtag cardio, hashtag cross training.
Hashtag Adam Sandler in going back to kindergarten.
Hashtag you didn't know. Hashtag did it on him. I mean, guy, you should be competing against J.J. Watt this weekend.
You can't tell me that's not sad.
You're competing against
it's sad.
This guy right here who is like with his high socks who can barely run trying to get back into the picture on this shot.
No.
It's hysterical. Go check it out, and that's the end of us being mean for the day.
It's sports tragedy.
Let's get to the phones, 800-636-1067. Big problem or bad game as far as the Redskins in week one? Kendall's in Springfield. Always love hearing from Kendall.
What's up, good? Kendall?
What's up?
Did you see the video, Kendall?
Oh, look at him now, man.
It's hilarious, right?
It's sad, dude. Look at these. Look at those dumpy dudes.
I'm not surprised at all.
Kendall, how many points would you score on those guys? Like, how many times would you take one of those dudes off the dribble?
Bruh, I am one of those guys, number one. But
I'm this guy walking no way, back
I'm
on defense.
No RG3. I'm 46, man. I'm not letting RG do this to me, man. It's not happening. But so look, I think it's closer to what Danny's talking about. I mean, it's only one game, but the fact for me, the fact that we have a fundamental problem running the ball, that tells me all I need to know. These last 2 years, we have had winning seasons, but really, it was at the hands of a hot streak by Cousins. So that's number one. We don't have anything that we can really say that we can hang our hat on week in and week out because Cousins and you know, I still support him, but that's, you know, he's making it hard on his supporters because of his slow starts every year, his lack of consistency. But I'm not blaming the whole thing on him, but I'm saying we can't hang it on him right now. We can't hang it on the running game. That if we had a running game, I think it would make it easier. I think a 100%. Running game would be more impactful than having DeSean Jackson and Garcon here. I don't think Pryor and those guys are bad. I don't think they're on that level of D-Jax, but they're good enough for us to win. But if we can't run the ball, forget about it.
I agree with you completely.
Thank you.
I agree with you. And that doesn't mean, by the way, you got to run it 40 times.
Right.
It just means you've got to be effective.
You can't be 3rd and 11 always.
Yes, you've got to set up 2nd and 6 occasionally, not 2nd and 11 when you lose one almost every time that you run it on first down.
It just lowers the ceiling, man. And that's all I can think of is the ceiling. Just every time I see Robert Kelly over JoJo the Circus Boy cut into a lineman's butt and go down for a 0-yard gain, I'm going, that's one more win off the books.
There's no debate that having a successful running game way more helpful to a quarterback than having a really good wide receiver. I just don't think that they're going to have a really good running game. So it's almost as if now the DeSean Jackson absence is more pivotal. Max in the district, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
So, well, first of all, Danny, remember last year we had the same consternation about the schedule. It was a first-place schedule, and they were brutal to us on the road trips, going to England and all that, all the short weeks. But what a previous caller said about North Turner is pretty close. I think the bigger problem with Jay Gruden, and if you go back to 2 years ago when we started to get hot, is when they gave the play calling to Sean McVay. Gruden likes to operate a little bit more outside in. I think Cousins is more built, and this team's more built to go inside out, and they're going to run into problems that way.
Agreed. I mean, last year, going through the schedule, you're right. I mean, there was some arduous stuff. It was with the travel and the short rest and going Sunday night into Thursday and a bunch of things. You're just unprecedented. 3 straight road games, unprecedented or barely with a precedent. This year, I'm simply going, they're playing, A, good teams, B, great pass defenses. And for a group that can't take advantage of a crappy run defense, this great pass defense thing that they're going up against is a thing. I don't want to overcomplicate it. That's what it is to me.
My hope this weekend is that Aaron Donald's a shell of himself because he didn't have a training camp.
I'm praying for that.
He didn't have a preseason. Because I think he's the second best D-lineman in football behind J.J. Watt.
Get right in a couple weeks, Aaron.
But yes.
I hope you're out of shape.
But look at Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. I mean, Tom, you're a Steelers fan. He didn't do anything this weekend. I think he had like 10 carries for 30 yards.
It was nothing.
He may have caught a couple passes. And I didn't watch the game. I just looked at his line. But it seemed to me like he was nothing compared to what he normally is.
He was definitely a letdown for people that were playing him for a cool 10 grand on DraftKings this week.
Spoken like a man who had a few DraftKings lineup.
I invested
just a couple.
Several draft picks on him in my play draft leagues. And Le'Veon Bell, what we like to call underperformed in those.
Who was the other long holdout that played this week? There were two.
Dwayne Brown didn't play.
Right.
Why am I blanking?
There was a second Le'Veon guy Bell that came back late or didn't have a preseason. The same thing. Had a really poor start to his year. And I guess my point is, maybe Aaron Donald comes back and just destroys the interior of the Redskins' offensive line.
Because he's so good.
My hope is that that's not how it goes. And he actually is slowly getting back up to speed over a couple weeks. Byron Kerr covers the Nats. You see him on the pre- and post-game shows for Masson. He writes at MassonSports.com. They are division champions. Who should get the bulk of the credit? Let's talk about the wonderful seasons of Mike Rizzo, Dusty Baker, and so many of the pieces to the puzzle on the playing field next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
It is G&D, but right now it's just deep. I want to tell you guys about my friends at Ted Britt Ford. I love these ladies and gentlemen. They are awesome at what they do. Been in business almost 60 years. You know how? They do it better than everybody else. They kept it in the family. These guys will work hard for you. Labor Day sale all month long now. 0% financing for 72 months on the F-150. You know, the Ford F-150. the Explorer, the Escape. You could also get one. 2017 Ford F-150, as I mentioned, for just $299 a month. Great deals there. Plus, receive an additional $1,000 cash for your trade-in. And, cool thing here, all current and former military and first responders and their families will receive an additional $1,000 on top of that. So think about this. You could buy a 2017 Explorer, $375 a month, get an interest-free loan for 6 years, $1,000 extra on your trade, and another $1,000 military or first responder bonus cash. Awesome. Ted Britt Ford taking care of the people that take care of us. Go see him in Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you go, just do me this one personal favor. Just say, Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.